Unit 1. People around me. Who I know. You will hear people talking 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a girl talking to a friend about her family.
Hi, how's everything at home, Stacy?
I'm still getting used to having my stepbrother around. It used to just be me and my mom, and we were fine.
It must be nice to have a new person to chat with or do things with, though.
You would think so, but it's frustrating being around Jake. He doesn't do his bit around the house. My stepdad or my mom is always running around clearing after him. You can't trust him to get things done, but the worst is his attitude. He always needs attention, especially when I'm busy or doing homework. The only positive is that he is smart and can help me sometimes when I'm revising.
Hi, how's everything at home, Stacy?
I'm still getting used to having my stepbrother around. It used to just be me and my mom, and we were fine.
It must be nice to have a new person to chat with or do things with, though.
You would think so, but it's frustrating being around Jake. He doesn't do his bit around the house. My stepdad or my mom is always running around clearing after him. You can't trust him to get things done, but the worst is his attitude. He always needs attention, especially when I'm busy or doing homework. The only positive is that he is smart and can help me sometimes when I'm revising.
Question 2. You hear a message on a telephone answering machine.
Hi Paula, sorry I missed you. The boss said you left work early to go to the hospital. I hope your father-in-law is okay, and I hope he gets well soon. With all this, I'm not sure if you would have the time, but Chris in marketing is getting married to his fiance soon. He will have a small cocktail party at the end of the month on the 30th of May. He wants to know the numbers, so has asked if I could check. Please let me know if you can make it or not. No need to rush, just let me know whenever you are free. Speak soon. Bye. Hi Paula. Sorry I missed you. The boss said you left work early to go to the hospital. I hope your father-in-law is okay, and I hope he gets well soon. With all this, I'm not sure if you would have the time, but Chris in marketing is getting married to his fiance soon. He will have a small cocktail party at the end of the month on the 30th of May. He wants to know the numbers, so has asked if I could check. Please let me know if you can make it or not. No need to rush. Just let me know whenever you are free. Speak soon. Bye.
Question 3. You hear a swimmer talking about her childhood.
When I was young, my dad used to take me and my siblings to the beach during summer. I loved feeling the sand between my toes. It was also the time where I first got a taste of swimming. Dad would put us in a rubber ring and pull us along the seashore. I was also fascinated by the fish swimming along. So, you see, my career was inspired by him in a way, and those memories by the seaside played a big part in my life. They were the reason I wanted to learn to swim, though my dad never taught me. There's no sporting background in my family. Although my mother enjoys doing yoga and aerobics, they're more of a hobby for her. Luckily, we had swimming lessons at school, and my swimming coach helped me to be more competitive and take part in different races around the area. When I was young, my dad used to take me and my siblings to the beach during summer. I loved feeling the sand between my toes. It was also the time where I first got a taste of swimming. Dad would put us in a rubber ring and pull us along the seashore. I was also fascinated by the fish swimming along. So, you see, my career was inspired by him in a way, and those memories by the seaside played a big part in my life. They were the reason I wanted to learn to swim, though my dad never taught me. There's no sporting background in my family. Although my mother enjoys doing yoga and aerobics, they're more of a hobby for her. Luckily, we had swimming lessons at school, and my swimming coach helped me to be more competitive and take part in different races around the area.
Question 4. You hear a news report about a burglary.
Good evening. We bring you updates of a burglary that occurred at a local jewellery shop early today. Police have just released CCTV footage of the assailant. He was short and heavy in stature, bald, and had no facial hair. He was wearing a dark brown hoodie with jeans. The CCTV shows that he had no other accomplice. However, police are looking for a witness who may have seen part of the crime. The witness was described as thin with black hair, and he had glasses on. They hope the witness can come forward and give more information in order to catch the criminal. Good evening. We bring you updates of a burglary that occurred at a local jewellery shop early today. Police have just released CCTV footage of the assailant. He was short and heavy in stature, bald, and had no facial hair. He was wearing a dark brown hoodie with jeans. The CCTV shows that he had no other accomplice. However, police are looking for a witness who may have seen part of the crime. The witness was described as thin with black hair, and he had glasses on. They hope the witness can come forward and give more information in order to catch the criminal.
Question 5. You overhear a man talking on the phone about his new flatmate.
Well, it's been about a month since Amy moved in with us, but I worry about her. She doesn't really talk much and just keeps to herself. She's a bit of a loner. Lucy has tried to talk to her too, and we have invited her to come out with us, but she never seems interested. She does do her bit around the flat and hands in the rent on time, so we can't fault her on that. We just wish she was a bit more outgoing. Well, it's been about a month since Amy moved in with us, but I worry about her. She doesn't really talk much and just keeps to herself. She's a bit of a loner. Lucy has tried to talk to her too, and we have invited her to come out with us, but she never seems interested. She does do her bit around the flat and hands in the rent on time, so we can't fault her on that. We just wish she was a bit more outgoing.
Question 6. You hear a boy talking to his classmate.
Have you completed the presentation yet?
The one about the most influential person in your life?
Yes, I'm really struggling with it at the moment. I've already done the research for it and decided to choose my pen friend in Canada because I have learned so much from him since we first communicated with each other. He's taught me to be more patient as well as teaching me to speak French.
Well, it seems you have all the information you need. Perhaps you should try to be calm about this speech. It will come together in the end. Anyway, I have to go home to finish the history assignment. Speak to you later.
Have you completed the presentation yet?
The one about the most influential person in your life?
Yes, I'm really struggling with it at the moment. I've already done the research for it and decided to choose my pen friend in Canada. Because I have learned so much from him since we first communicated with each other. He's taught me to be more patient, as well as teaching me to speak French.
Well, it seems you have all the information you need. Perhaps you should try to be calm about this speech. It will come together in the end. Anyway, I have to go home to finish the history assignment. Speak to you later.
That is the end of the exercise.